Harrison Ford and his girlfriend Mary arrived in California in 1964 full of hopes and dreams. However, success would not come easy. Harrison had no thought of becoming a star. He would be satisfied if he could just be a regular working television actor. They rented an apartment near Los Angeles. Ford got a part in a local play after working in a paint store for a short time. He found various other jobs to help to pay the rent. He worked selling yachts, training to be a department store manager, and as a late-night pizza chef, a job which he enjoyed. While appearing at a local theater, Ford was sent over to Columbia Studios for an interview. To his great surprise, Ford was offered a 7-year contract at Columbia. At first, he was thrilled, but he was soon disappointed. Ford soon tired of the factory methods used to try to create new stars. The acting lessons included in his contract taught him nothing. Harrison Ford appeared in his first film in 1966. He was severely criticized for his first 45-second performance. The vice president of Columbia told him personally that he had no talent, and Ford had to return to the acting classes for 6 months. After appearing in small roles in a few movies in 1967, he was fired. He was not disappointed. 3 days later, Ford got a contract with Universal Studios. Universal's policy was to use their contract players in the many television shows they produced. He appeared as a guest star in many shows, including Gunsmoke and Kung Fu. But there was nothing like a career break. The situation was hardly any better in 1970. He found himself ready to make one of the most important decisions in his life, quitting acting.